coming up on the 32nd point in our countdown. T-minus 30 seconds, and we've had a go for auto-sequence start. The SRB hydraulic power units have started. T-minus 21 seconds, and the solid rocket...
I was in sixth grade class, and see, this was a pretty special event for us, because being from New Hampshire, Krista McAuliffe, as you know, she was a New Hampshire high school teacher. So it was exciting for everybody. We were, you know, all watching.
We have main engine start. 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff. Liftoff of the 25th Space Shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
Actually, I was laying in bed. At that time, I was in the Navy, and I was a student in the Naval Nuclear Power Program, and didn't get home until 7 or 7:30 in the morning. So my wife at the time had woke me up and told me that the shuttle had been launched and that an explosion had occurred.
I was in sixth grade. It was Mrs. Plant's classroom. We were watching the shuttle launch, and, you know, we watched the first few minutes there, and then the shuttle exploded.
It wasn't just an astronaut that you see go up every day. It was, wow, this is a teacher they pulled out of a classroom just like the one I'm sitting in. And that was the connection. Yeah, it was close to the heart. It was more touching because it was a family of, you know, much like your own, of the neighborhood.
Engine throttling up, 3 engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go with throttle up.
Roger, go with throttle up.
And I went back to sleep, and when I finally got up for the day, I watched the news reports, and it was everywhere.
But we watched it go up, and then, you know, 2 minutes in or something like that, they had the explosion, and everybody just, at least all the children, and my perception was, I didn't understand what happened. I just saw a big puff, and things went in other directions, and...
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction. We have no downlink.
The thing that sticks in my head the most was my teacher's reaction. And I remember her, you know, kind of screaming and covering her face. I think she had that reaction because she was a teacher and because Krista McAuliffe was a teacher.
And they still didn't have it all figured out, and there was actually a little bit of hope at the time that maybe they would turn up alive.
It wasn't until, I think, later in the day that we might have watched again to hear that they, you know, didn't predict any survivors from the accident.
We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that. We are looking at... checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point. Contingency procedures are in effect.
We talked about it before class and on breaks, and everyone, you know, trying to figure out what may have happened, and pieces of reports that one person had seen contrasting, comparing with other reports that other people had seen, and just... pretty much everyone filling each other in and just trying to get a handle on what had happened.
If so many people are going to be paying attention to one event at the same time and kind of have this anticipation about it, I think that builds it up in your mind. The fact that we were all going to watch this together, and then for such a tragedy to happen while everybody was paying attention, I think that kind of brought everybody together with it.
The people who heard about the Hindenburg, they probably will always remember listening to the radio and hearing that happen. For them, it's just unbelievable. It's horrific. It's so, it's nothing like their common day-to-day experiences. It's just so out of the ordinary.
I talked to my dad and I said, you know, what happened? And my dad said, well, when you're an astronaut, you take risk. And when you need to go to the moon, you need a lot of explosion to get you there. And he said, they do everything they can to control that explosion, but if something goes wrong, you're sitting on top of a bomb. And that was, you know, a pretty blunt way to put it, but that's what my dad told me, so.
But I think there's a lot of people that were willing to give up whatever they had to get that one chance. And technology is such a big thing, especially in this country, that we're willing to sacrifice a lot of things to make that next technological advance.
We will report more as we have information available. Again, to repeat, we have a report relayed through the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. We are now looking at all the contingency operations and awaiting word from any recovery forces in the downrange field.